Now on the line, I have Deirdre Lennon. She is the Corporate and Events Manager for the Irish Hospice Foundation. Good morning, Deirdre. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. How's things? Thanks very much indeed for having us on this morning.
Well, I'm feeling great, even though maybe a little seedy after yesterday. I was out at the Dublin match yesterday, so maybe imbibed a little too much.
a few too many fizzy sherbet.
That's exactly it. Yeah, and too much shouting.
Good match had by all.
Indeed. Now, Deirdre, tell me about the work of the Hospice Foundation.
The Irish Hospice Foundation, we believe here that everybody has the right to die with care, respect and dignity. We are the only national charity campaigning for better end-of-life and bereavement supports for programmes and services that kind of bring the best in care to local communities, residential facilities and family homes. And we make sure that everybody is and has the right to die with dignity here in Ireland.
And I, you know, it. The reason I asked that question is because the first thing anybody asks that, you know, Irish Hospice Foundation, oh, the only thing they think of is the hospice itself. But there's a huge amount of other things the foundation are involved with, as you say, with the within advocacy for for patients, but also, you know, advanced care planning for children's palliative care, public awareness. There's a whole load of other things, isn't that right?
That's absolutely correct. Yes, we actually have a broad range of programs that we have. So as you mentioned there, we have advocacy. We also have our the Hospice Friendly Hospitals program, where we continually improve the areas that people have in hospitals, in 42 acute hospitals around the country. And we have our Think Ahead program. I mean, death, dying and bereavement is not the conversation that people really want to have, but it's something that's going to happen to all of us, unfortunately, at the end of time. And it's very important to get the word out there, and that's what the Irish Hospice Foundation does. We also have our Nurses for Nightcare program, where we have nurses who go into family homes, who give specialised care to patients who are nearing end of life for those other than cancer-related illnesses. So we also then train about 3,000 individuals a year. So we have quite a broad range of programmes that need to be fundraised for, that's there for the public. So we are trying to help everybody at the end of their time, because every year over 300,000 people die in Ireland. And so therefore another 300,000 are bereaved. So we need to talk about the bereavement, not for those that are nearing their end of life, but for those that are going to be left behind. And we need to be able to be there to support all of those individuals also.
And maybe you could tell us a little about the advanced care planning and the advanced healthcare directives.
This is where we have, we came up with, my colleague Angela Edgehill looks after all of this. This is, we have our Think Ahead program. So this is where we can, individuals have, there's like a booklet, so people can sit down when they are in the best of health or with somebody else, and they can write down their wishes as to what they want at the end of life, whether it's the funeral or what happens with their money or what they would like to have, what hymns with they want to have. But so they can write it down so the family are not left with, we find the word burden is often used, and it's not, but people want to make sure that they do the right thing, you know, oh, did I have the right flowers, did I have the right songs, do you think he or she would have been happy with that, did I invite all of the right people? But people have the opportunity to write all of that down, so at the end of the day everything is there for them, and nobody has to worry, and they go, I've done what he or she wanted, I'm happy, and I'm sure they will be very happy. And that's what matters. People need to know that their wishes are going to be looked after throughout everything, even when they're gone.
And that takes the pressure off those who are left behind, in a way. They're not worrying about other things.
Absolutely. Yes, because at the end, when somebody is nearing end of life or somebody has passed away, your mind is elsewhere. You're trying to think of 65 different things, and you've got your own bereavement to take care of. You've got your own trauma and sadness to deal with. And if it's all written down to you, you can, you know what, strategically go through, tick the boxes as you're going down, and then you can say, I've done what he liked, or I've done what she wanted. Mm-hmm. And I hope they're happy.
Indeed. Lakshmi is here with me, and she just wants to have a quick word with you.
I just want to jump in a bit. I was going to ask you two things. One is about religious, you know, most people want something, a bit of religion at the end of their life. And do you provide that? Or, and the other thing is about euthanasia, the choice of, you know, to choose your death. Is it still a long way off?
I can't comment in relation to euthanasia, but what people want, they can write down. And then that can be seen. As for religious connotations, the booklet is designed for every belief. It's not based on Catholicism or anything else like that. It's a plain booklet that's there for everybody, because we need the inclusion of everybody. No one person is any different to anybody else when they're near the end of life. Everybody is the same and should be treated the same.
I suppose euthanasia is a subject that is a bit further from your remit. Yes.
Well, what I was going to ask you, as we were talking about earlier, was none of this comes cheap. So can you tell us, you know, fundraising must be a huge part of your work in the foundation to keep all this going.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Nothing, a funeral is very expensive in Ireland. As if you've had to go through it, you'll know the average funeral in this country is €7,500. So not cheap to be buried. So we also, as I mentioned earlier on, we provide the Nurses for Nightcare program. So this is where a nurse goes into a home. So that will cost us, this year alone, will cost us somewhere in the region of €650,000 to €700,000 to fund for having a nurse to go into a family home for the last 7 to 10 days of family's life. And over the last year, we helped over 650, 660 families, where we had over 2,000 nurses go in nights. And each night is €320. So, but families need that. They need to have a nurse in so that they can take a step back. They can get the respite that they need, that they can recharge the batteries to deal with what's coming. Because it's not just, obviously, the night that the person passes away. It's the aftermath and everything else that follows on from that. So funding all of this and having the ability then to train all of the people that we do, such as healthcare staff, nursing home staff, the guards, and the ambulance services, how to deal, how to deliver bad news. All of this, unfortunately, costs money. And this is where we need to raise the funds, and we do this by one of our fantastic events this year, which is the Camino Challenge in 2018 in September of this year.
And tell us a bit about the Camino Challenge. I know you've done it in previous years, and it seems like great fun for anyone who gets involved. Maybe you tell us a bit about it.
It is. I actually did the Camino last year. I went from Oia to Compostela de Santiago, and we walked 134 kilometres. This year, that was the Portuguese way. This year, we're going to do the French way. So we would fly out on the 9th of September, coming back in on the 15th of September. It is great fun. Thoroughly enjoyed it. 55 people went out last year. We didn't know each other, and 55 people came back as friends. Everybody got on. But at the same time, it is a personal journey, so you could take time out and walk on your own if you so wished. Everybody just checked in with you. Are you okay? Yes, just want some time out. No problem. Keep going. And you had time for reflection, because that's what it's all about. It's taking that personal headspace and having that time to yourself, even though you're with 50, 60 other people on the walk. The weather is great. It can be hot, it can be cold, it can be wet. It's no different to here. But it's, you're more guaranteed a bit more sun than you would be here. Having said that, the weather at the moment is fantastic. But it is great fun, and I would encourage anybody to get out and do it. And as long as you're even reasonably fit, there's no reason why you can't do the 112 kilometres in September. Absolutely no reason whatsoever.
And am I right in saying every year you have a celebrity who joins you on the trip?
Well, last year we had Catherine who joined us. This year our ambassador is Angus Macrina. Angus has very kindly got involved. Angus will not be on the trip with us, but he is very much behind us all of the way, supporting us and getting the word out in relation to the Camino. Angus has been fantastic.
And that was Catherine Lynch, isn't it, that you were talking about?
That's right, sorry, yes, yeah. That was Catherine Lynch. We had a great time on the Camino last year. And this year, we have our own celebrity, we have our own CEO, Sharon Foley, is going out this year to walk the Camino. So she is fundraising for herself and arranging backpacks, etc., to raise her funds to come out on the Camino this year.
And if somebody wants to get involved, how do they do that? Where can they get more information, and what do they need to do?
They can go online to the Hospice Foundation website and they will see all the details in relation to the Camino. Or alternatively, they can give us a call in here on 679-3188 and they can ask for the wonderful Louise McCarran, who's looking after the Camino this year. Louise is there to take any calls, any questions. She has a fantastic fundraising packs that will go out that will tell you the quickest, easiest, and the fun ways of raising funds to raise the 800 that we ask for people to organise for us. And that can be done through backpacks, walks. We've had some crazy fundraising stuff that came in last year. But Louise is there for anybody who wants to make the call, or indeed if Louise is busy, any one of us can take the call and help anybody out.
That, you know, it sounds like it's going to be, as I say, great crack. And that runs, that's in September. What dates in September are they?
It runs from the 9th of September to the 15th of September. So you fly out on the morning of the 9th of September and you would come back in on Saturday, the 15th of September, in the late afternoon.
Deirdre, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Just before you go, maybe are there any other activities you're holding over the summer?
Well, we will also have a training walk that will help people get to know about the Camino and get to meet some of the other participants. There's also a choral event being hosted in Christchurch next Saturday, where there's 130 choristers coming from the States who will sing in Christchurch from about 7:30 onwards. I attended it last year. Absolutely uplifting, fantastic event. And then obviously later on in the year we have our race day. It's on October the 20th. So tables available again. Give Louise a shout. Or we do our Never Forgotten Lunch, which will be at the end of November, November the 30th. So there's some of the events that we have organised for this year.
And where do I, if I want more information on them, where will I get that?
You'll get all of that by either giving us a call on 679-3188 and asking for Louise or any member of the fundraising team, or go onto the website hospicefoundation.ie. All of the information and all of our events are up there as well for anybody to see and take time to read and see what they'd like to get involved with.
Deirdre, thanks very much for talking to me.
You're very welcome indeed. Slán is Grim Agat.
Slán.